Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm your host, Nick Scarpino, alongside the second best baby blues in the Bay Area, Mr. Tim Geddes.
I'm feeling blue.
What's up, everybody?
And of course, it's Christmas in August. Joey Noel joining us on the podcast today.
Oh, hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, hello. Thank you for coming. Joey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And we call Tim the second best baby blues in all of San Francisco, maybe the world. We've called him the pure one. We've called him Forbes 30 under 30. Yeah. I would like to introduce a new term for Tim that I've been thinking of. And I know that Tim is apprehensive about this, rightfully so, because 90% of the time, 100% of the time, it's a dig. But I'd like to call Tim the mullet. Because as a lot of people know, the mullets are always all about being like business up top, party down below. And I'm willing to bet that Tim, looking good in the crew neck, wearing shorts down below. Tim, can you stand up for us right now?
Of course.
I do call this, Nick, the podcaster's mullet. The podcast.
Oh, yeah, the podcast mullet. It is true. It's so funny that the amount of times that I wear big boy pants every day is still very low. I'm wearing jeans for the first time in a very long time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dude, I had to go take my car in today for some servicing, and I had to put jeans on. And then when I got back here, I was like, all right, I'm about to do the podcast. Do I stay in my jeans? Even though I know later today I'm going to have to Uber back to get my car, and I have to put jeans back on, right? And I was like, or do I change the shorts for the podcast? And oh, here I am. I'm shortening it up. I can't wait till one day when we're back in the studio. I feel like I'm still going to be wearing these shorts. I am a changed man. You know,
I mean, between you and Mike Howard, I can't see how shorts aren't just going to catch fire.
Yeah. They won't have a permanent place at the studio. Mm-hmm. So the real thing that I have a question about is, because I feel like pants I wear all the time, it's fine. But shoes, I feel like I don't wear shoes a lot anymore, and I don't like having my feet restricted. And I feel like there needs to be some sort of like house slipper situation at the studio, which I know we've like vaguely talked about before.
Yeah, BYOS.
BYOS,
BYHS. Bring your own house slippers.
Got it. Okay.
Bring your own house slippers. Yeah. I'm totally fine with this. I've often thought that the office is way too corporate-y. We got to be more casual with these things. As you know right now, Joey. Joey, take a bet right now. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and get ready to take a bet. You're sitting in front of.
Close
your eyes. Take a bet. You're at a slot machine. I want you to reach out into this imaginary slot machine and pull it down. And I want you to ask yourself if this. Okay, is it all going to go? Nick is wearing a house slipper right now, or Nick is not wearing a house slipper right now? Go.
I think Nick is wearing a house slipper right now.
Ding 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 ding! Tell her what she's won.
Oh,
I can't see it.
We need to see it. Show it off more. There they go.
Those are
nice. Yeah, slipping it up.
These are my wife looks far and wide for house slippers that are quote perfect, and we found them. And then haven't been able to find one. I don't know. They're from some bedding company in the Hayes Valley that you go by, and they're like, "I'm sorry, sir. Do you have an appointment today for these house slippers?" I don't have. You have to come back. You can never come back now. If you screw that up one time, you can never come back.
One and done.
I forgot. She orders them online. Actually, they're really nice. But we go on a hunt like once every couple of years for the perfect house slipper, and then I wear through them. But then if we can't find one that year, you're just stuck with the ones that you used to wear, and it's just a
dude. And you have to wear year two house slippers.
I'm having my own little shoe conundrum, and this guys strap in. This is a Tim Geddes ass problem. All right,
I'm excited.
We've been working from home for about 3 years, right? Feels like I'm not good at math, but that sounds about right.
I hate when you put it like that.
You know, and in that, I went from me wearing my Jordans, my signature Tim Geddes Jordans every day, not wearing Jordans every day because I'm not really going out. There's no one really to impress or whatever. So for a long time, I was wearing Nike Free Run 5s, which They're fine. They're comfortable. But if I'm being honest, the free runs peaked with the twos. And everybody that knows everyone free knows runs that. Knows that back in 2012.
Don't even be stupid.
I've tried to go back to the glory days of buying the free run twos on eBay because they don't make them anymore, trying to get some old pairs. And I've never succeeded. God shined down on me one day and was like, guess what, Tim? It's the 10th anniversary of 2012, because that's how years work. We're going to re-release the free run twos. And I'm like, oh, be still my heart. I couldn't fucking believe it. One, I'm old as hell. Can't believe it's been a decade since that happened. Two, I'm like, oh my God, I'm buying as many of these as humanly possible. There was a sale that somehow I ended up getting them in my size. Like, I was able to get three pairs for the price of one pair. Yeah. So for $110, I got three pairs of these things. So I am set for a long time. They are comfortable as all hell. It's great. Meanwhile, though, and I've been wearing those 10 out of 10 times I leave the house. Nick has seen me a whole bunch recently.
Love him.
He sees me wearing them all the time now. I love them.
It's shocking, but I accept it.
Exactly. It's the perfect balance of fashion, function, just breathability, comfort. Like, it, you can wear them with your mullet outfit, or you can wear them with your fanciest outfit. It's fine. But meanwhile, in the background, they're doing a lot of work. I have been accumulating more Jordans. I haven't stopped buying the Jordans, but I don't wear them enough. So a lot of them, there are multiple pairs of Jordans I have not even worn yet. And I keep telling myself, one day we're going to be back in the studio and I'm going to have so many banger outfits. Just like, it's going to be like the first day of school for like a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's about to be so exciting. But the problem is, and this is where the Tim Gettys part comes in, a lot of Jordans, when you get them, don't come laced up. And I'm really bad about lacing shoes. Like, I, for some reason, I just can't wrap my head around it. Anytime I lace it myself, it ends up looking like a Frankenstein's monster, right? I probably have like 13 pairs of shoes I need to lace up.
Oh, no.
And I'm getting stressed about it now, because I'm like, eventually we're going to be back in the studio and I need to get these things done.
Go for it. It took me a second there, Tim, because I thought you said you had a problem of tying shoes, and I was really concerned for you for a second. Mm-mm. I do understand your conundrum now, and you're in luck, one Timothy Gettys. Mm. What was my job before I was in the industry?
He used to be a lacer. He was a professional lacer.
You were a lacer?
He was a professional
I was lacer. A salesman, but we had to know how to lace up shoes very nicely.
Somebody is Barrett's so being him. very Barrett's being modest right now. Barrett competed in the 2015 Lacer Olympics and he took second place.
Nick was there. He was my one fan there who was cheering me on.
Absolutely. Barrett, do you do the thing where you go now? Let me ask you the question, technique wise, Barrett, because I'm fascinated by this, and this is what the podcast is going to be all about, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to listen to 2 hours about shoe talk, tune out right now. When you do the lace, do you try to keep the lace as straight as possible, or do you willy-nilly get in there and twist it up? Because I bought a pair of shoes over the weekend, and the lady laced them to me, and I was like, I'm not buying these now. I can't even touch these shoes. These are disgusting.
Well, no, you got to
keep... laces them willy-nilly?
Yeah, you got it. You got to keep them straight, and then there is the thing where, depending on the left shoe or the right shoe, you want...
Which way does it start?
The over to be on the outside of the foot. And so it's hard for me to describe when I can't exactly like kind of show about. You like what I'm talking about visually, but
it's the crisscross, right? The crisscross.
Yeah, you want to do the crisscross, and you want it to be as tight and straight as possible. So Tim, send those bad boys over to me.
I mean, I love that. And I would take you up on that if it weren't for the fact that as broken of a human being I am, I have a solution of a fiance named Gia Harris, who got so excited when I told her about my problem, where she goes, I fucking love lacing shoes.
And I'm like, too.
That is
she loves
hell.
Lacing shoes.
I do
to the point, y'all, that she made a spreadsheet to time out when she's gonna lace all my stupid fucking shoes. Yeah. I don't deserve her. I didn't ask her to make the spreadsheet. No, but she loves spreadsheets. And I'm like, if this makes you happy, and she's like, Tim, it does. Just let me do me. And I'm like, all right. So y'all about to see me lace the fuck up.
I can't wait to see you fully laced, Tim, fully laced and loaded. But I will say this, you're missing an untapped resource in life that you have access to right now. And if you remember a long, long time ago, Greg had to, I think he had to unfriend a bunch of people or refriend a bunch of people when he changed his PlayStation name. And of course, he tapped into some superpowered members of our community. We have a bunch of those people watching right now, like Omega Buster, Ryan, Pawala Higgins, Anthony Corbett. They're all watching live right now. Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny Podcast where each and every week, three, sometimes four best friends gather around these microphones, each just coming to shoot the proverbial shit. Of course, if you want to watch this live, you can be a Patreon producer, just like the people I mentioned there, or our incredible producers, Fargo Brady, David Huizenga, Nathan Lamoth, Delaney Twining?
Yes.
Nate Vu and Gordon McGuire. I got in my head about all of those guys. I swear to God, they heard me practicing those earlier. Those guys are incredible. They get access to ask us some questions, which we have here now. And of course, access to our sweet ass Patreon-only post show, which we're going to do right after this podcast, where we might answer a couple more of your questions over there. So please go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and back us at that tier or any tier. It really helps. And of course, today we're brought to you by Shopify and Uplift. We're going to talk about those a little bit later. What I'm going to tell you is this, Tim. If you were to offer people like, and this is going to sound crazy, we're going to start at the top here and we're going to work our way down. Okay. If you said, listen, I have 5,000 pairs of Jordans. I don't even remember my Jordans. You can take one pair of my Jordans, but you have to lace up 16 pairs on the way out. That's a starting point for people. And I feel like they could do that. Would you be willing to part with three pairs of your Jordans to get all these laced up?
No, that's too high a percentage. Like, I don't have that many. But the problem is, you know, every shoe, here's the funny thing about shoes. Every one you get comes with two. You know what I mean? So it's like, double the trouble for my lace situation.
It's so funny because I'm with G on this. I like to put the shoes in front of me and make sure the laces are perfect. And then I think to myself, should I have laced these like horizontally like we used to do back in the 90s when we got the Adidas? Do you guys ever do that? Or instead of crisscrossing, it was just straight.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. That was so all cool. Of you. All right.
Yeah.
I learned how to tie my shoes at a fairly young age. So I was like, I got that shit down and I was very stressed about it. Like, it was one of those things where, you know, when you're little and you just focus on something and you're just like, I'm fucking terrified of it. I was so scared that I was going to get made fun of at school for not being able to tie my shoes that I like overachieved it. Like, I feel like I got that shit down and I was set to go. But anything else involving it, I think I overlearned the tie part, that I underlearned the lace part or any of that stuff. So I remember any chance that I had to get those Velcro strap shoes, I'm like, this is what I'm doing. You know what I mean? If you can get some shoes that you tie up once, you just leave it there, you just slip them on. I'm like, that's the way I like to live my life. Well, as possible.
I've said this before. I said it again, we knocked it out of the park in the 80s with Velcro. I don't understand why Velcro. There's a conspiracy against Velcro because it should have caught on. Big lace has a grip on the shoe industry, and I don't understand why. Why doesn't every shoe either a slip-on or a Velcro? That is the question. That's a rhetorical question.
It's a good question.
I know the answer is because Big Tie has taken over the world with Big Wig. They've crossed over finally.
Why don't every shoe light up?
It's
LA gear,
that's
man.
The real question.
Ah, that was dope.
The 90s, or I would go with like iridescent. Some there has to be a fun factor to shoes. Not enough shoes have them. You have the cool Jordans, I think, that are like reflective. Is that you?
I do.
The shark skin ones.
They're back there somewhere. Let me grab for you, Joe.
Grab them for you. While he's grabbing
those,
they're so
cool.
Banner SN in the live chat says, asked a really important question. Joey says, I'm trying to invest in a nice pair of white shoes. Any trog Rex?
I am a white shoe girl. I have been a white shoe girl for a long time. I've gone through my phases. I was a Keds girl for a really long time because I think they're cute. Then probably for like, I don't know, it's 2022 for the last 7 years, probably. I have been a Converse girl and I get the Converse that have like elastic on the back of the shoe. So that means that you don't have to untie them and untie them every time.
That's the best.
You just slip them on and off and it's 10 out of 10, would recommend. I have always wanted to be an Air Force One person, but I think I'm too old. I think Air Forces are a young person's game.
I don't think it's that you're too old because I've tried them on before.
Uh-huh.
And there's just something about that shoe that you can either pull it off or you can't. And for whatever reason, I have friends that wear them. They're of all ages. And I think it's a confidence level. I think you just have to put on the Air Force Ones, all white, and just know that you are walking on a platform shoe.
And that's the thing, Nick. I'm surprised you're not a bigger fan of the Air Force.
I tried. And don't get me wrong. D was like, that's going to give you a solid 3 inches of height. And I was like, I want this to work. But every single time I put them on, I just don't vibe with them for some reason. I think they're cool. Every time I see anyone else with them, I'm like, they look cool. Why don't they look cool on me? Can't do it. But I stay away from Converse, Joey, to be the converse of you. Yeah. I don't like lacing those damn things, man. I used to wear Converse, and I don't like, you got to pull them. You have to lace those shoes. And right now with my Nikes, I can just throw
these
them
ones
on
you don't. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
you
have to get, but that's the... not, that's some sort of bastardized, crazy offshoot abomination Converse that you're talking about. I want the good old fashioned.
You've seen the ones, or I feel like you've seen the ones that you, that oh, wait, those are cool, they don't look cool. Anything.
Let me see them.
They don't look anything. I'm looking them up right now.
Look them up right now. Look them up.
There's one pair of Jordans that I am so excited to bust out that I haven't worn yet. They're not laced, and I'm waiting for the studio debut of them. They're the coolest pair of shoes that I own. Bear, can you please bring these up? So they are called the New York City to Paris ones, and they are both what you're looking at here. They're both the same shoe. So it starts how it looks on the right here. Sick. And you're supposed to like skateboard with them. And as they get scuffed up, it reveals like this like neon pink. So I'm gonna send you another picture there, Barrett.
They have docks that are kind of like this too.
It's sick as fuck. And my problem is I like both colorways so much that I'm like, I don't know what I want to stick both. With, you know?
Yeah. Get both and mix Punky Brewster.
I could only get one pair when they came out because they were like, they were kind of hard to get. But I got my hands on one pair. But like, look how they look even mid-transition.
These look so dope.
Like, so damn sick. So Nick, I said skateboarding. What does that make you think? Do you think I'm going to get my ass on a skateboard?
Absolutely. Absolutely. First off, as you know, I have a hard rule about people above the age of 30 skateboarding. Second off, have you ever been on a skateboard before, Tim?
Oh, bro, you kidding me? Yes. I used to skateboard my little ass off. Was I ever good at it? No.
Was I going
to
say?
No. Could I kickflip? Yes. And I got to say, really? That is kind of impressive. Oh, yeah. I bet you to this day, I could still flip. I don't think I could flip it. I could land with one foot on it. I don't think I could land both feet on it.
All right. I need
give me 200 attempts. I think I could do it.
I still have my skateboard from high school, Tim. So what you're saying is I need to bring it for when we get into the studio.
I'm pretty sure Cool Greg has a skateboard in the next room. I'm pretty sure Tim can go grab that skateboard and we can sit here for 3 hours and watch him attempt to do that in his living room right now.
Yeah, I'm going to be completely real. Like, I would attempt it a couple times, like just to prove that I still got it, that I can flip it. But like, I would not just sit there for an hour trying because I would get hurt. Would get hurt. And I'm like, I can't fuck around. My best friend, Curran, just freaking he's a little fucking superstar athlete boy. He has abs for days and all that stuff. Well, guess what, motherfucker? Flew too close to the sun. Yeah. He was out there playing basketball. Tore his goddamn Achilles heel.
Oh,
that's bad. That's a bad tear, too. That takes a long time to heal.
So
this is what you got to be careful, man. You start getting older, you start thinking I'm as limber and I'm as in shape as I was when I was younger. And then shit starts pumping off. It's pumping off.
Barrett, I sent you a picture of the shoes that I.
These are cool, Joey. I'm not going to lie. These actually are kind of interesting.
Yes. So the thing that they don't look as good in pictures because it has the elastic. So they look like all scrunched up. But when you have them on, your heel obviously like pulls that back. So they look just like a normal Converse and they don't look as like.
Kind these of are dope. These are very Joey. Cool.
Yeah, these are very Joey.
But part of me is like, do I just want to buy another pair of Air Force? Do I just want to buy a pair of Air Force Ones and see if I can pull it off? And then if I don't, then I don't.
Yeah, I support the Air Force dream for you.
Oh, thank you.
I definitely am I going to buy both of these?
Maybe I'll just, I am looking for a new pair of life. Tech, so.
Yeah.
What other cool shoes should I buy? Anything else?
I just want all white Jordans still. I don't know why Tim won't take me to the back of the mall, where his contact gives him all the Jordans. You know what I mean? You know, Tim, you go to the back of the mall where like the trash is. There's always that one door where like you can't get in the door. It doesn't have a handle on it. That's where I imagine your guy comes out and like slides you. And you're like, this is the wrong size. He's like, you take what you fucking get. You take what you get, Tim. You squeeze your foot into there. Just like that one time when Snowbike Mike bought size 6 Nike hiking boots that were, I think, supposed to be for women. And he just squeezed his foot in there and bled.
Oh, geez.
Jeez.
Yeah, he did. God, I think he bought two pairs of them anyway.
There's this pair of women's Jordan 1s that I want so bad, but they don't make them in men. And the highest women's size they make is 13.
Yeah.
I'm a size 11 in men's. And I don't understand how it translates. I've Googled it before, but I'm like, I don't think it's quite big enough.
It's not. I don't think. I think sucks. You got to get like, I think that would be like a 14 or no, I lost.
They're just holding me down, man. Just let me live my best life.
It's very surprising. I think
that
would
be a 9 in men's if it's an 11 in women's.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I think you would need a it always kills me too, because every time I see cool colorways, I'm like, I want that. I try to add to my cart, and then it's like, oh, they don't have your size because it's for women, and that's just annoying. I don't understand.
See, I feel the opposite, where I feel like
cool shoe unisex.
I know. I feel like all the cool shoes I see, it's always in men's, and it's touch and go on if they have my size, if they go
small. Low enough. They yeah. usually do though, because those sizes in guys are like are uncommon. See, me and Tim are size 11. I think I'm the same size shoe as you, Tim, so I can sell your cool Nikes. But size 11 is the one, 10 and a half and 11 like a standard. Are always the ones that sell out. Yeah, those are the ones where you're like, oh, this is the coolest shoe. And like, yeah, dollars for donuts. That size is not there for you.
Barrett, I sent you the ones I'm talking about, if you could bring that up. They maxed out a size 12 in women's. But like, tell me these aren't the those most 10 Getty's fucking shoes.
Why don't
shoes,
they sell those man? In unisex? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Well, those are cool.
That's, depending on the company, that's like a roughly a 10 and a half for men.
Yeah, but you got to have the 11. Risky. Me and Sam are, we're flat-footed. Ugh. We got to get this
those
stuff
going.
Those
are so cool.
Anyway, guys, that's been the kind of funny shoe cast. Let us know it. In the comments below what's in your cool. soul.
What, yeah, that's awesome. What cool white shoe? I don't think we answered the question for the trog there, but I think those Converse are a really good start there. I got actually a question for you guys that I want to kick this off with. This comes from Kyler, one of our Patreon producers over there on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Go over there. Hey, KF team, I'm moving from Tokyo to California to start my first semester of college. Do you have any advice to start the semester off strong? What are the best or worst things about college for you? Thanks, and keep up the great work. From Tokyo to California, that's a big shift. That's a big difference.
Yeah. I mean,
take it away, Joe.
The worst thing about college for sure is 8 a.m. classes, like without a doubt.
Get those the fuck out of here.
No. I think if you can maximize your schedule so that you're only going to classes like 2 or 3 days a week, that's optimal.
Right.
And hopefully not at 8 a.m.
I'm going to say no class before 11. Live as close to campus as possible, because inevitably, even at 11, you're going to roll out of bed at 10:55. Like, fuck, I'm late again for my Italian class. And Signor Ciampi is just going to be so pissed at me, but I'm not going to understand what he's saying because the whole class is about immersion. And I couldn't understand it. He's like, Nick, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, clearly I'm not doing well in this class enough for you to understand what you're talking about here, guy. No class before 11. And I love Joey's concept of 3 days a week. That's huge right there.
Now, here's, look, guys, it's me. I'm all about, like, let's just get in, let's get out. Let's figure out maximizing this and gaming it as much as possible. I do think that Joey is absolutely correct for second semester on. I do think for the first semester, you kind of want to maximize time on the field. You know, you want to get out there. You want to be able to get the lay of the land when it comes to the buildings, where all the good food spots are, meet some cool people. Like, the more different classes, the more days you're going in, the more chances of you meeting cool people that could potentially be your friends for the next couple of years or for a lifetime after that. Because the thing with this is, we know he's moving. We know that he's starting fresh. So it's like, give yourself ample opportunity. I think that I met more people my first semester of college than any other semester of college combined. Like, there's
that's
just like that.
Because that's the semester where everybody wants to look for new friends.
Exactly.
After that, it gets harder and harder because the groups get established, you get a routine, and it's harder to break into one of those groups.
So yeah, I think that like semester one should be about getting familiar with the school and the area and the surrounding areas, the food and all the hot fun spots.
Yeah.
Make a couple friends that you can stick with, because then it's just about growing from there. Then it's about world domination the next couple of years of how do you go to as few classes as possible and have humanly as much possible, fun with the friends that you made the first semester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say for sure. I don't know if Kyler, I don't know if you're coming in with a major, but you're probably going to get a lot of your friends from that major, because those are the people that have they're very much the same likes as you, right? If you're like a film major, or if you're going to be a computer science major, those are going to be your homies right there, most likely. But I'm with Tim too. Try to get that group of people. But this is why I keep saying, like, no class before 11. What do you want? A bunch of kids that want to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning? Fucking L7 losers, squares. Get the hell out of here, dude. You want the party kids. That's what you want. And then when they'll do the hard drugs, you do soft drugs. That's another thing too, right? Let your friends do the hard drugs. You do the soft drugs. And always, always use the bathroom closest to you. That's just a huge, my new thing that I learned over the weekend.
Please, please expand.
I
was totally with you with the you do the soft drugs, they do the hard drugs. I think that is sound advice.
That's good
advice. But what's up with the closest bathroom? Like, give me some context.
Recently, people have been closing my go-to bathrooms down on me, and I don't like this. I went to the Stanford Shopping Center over the weekend to hang out, just get some sun with D, and then, of course, eat at this very fine dining Mexican restaurant. I don't know if you guys have heard of this or not. It's a little very, very new restaurant, very niche, very hard to get into. It's called Chipotle. And I remembered, because I'm smart and I love keeping a Rolodex of bathrooms that are like standalone bathrooms, so you can just enjoy yourself, maybe take your shirt off while you're in it. And I was like, Chipotle has a standalone bathroom. That's great. And we passed up the bathroom closest to the Starbucks because I was like, we don't need that bathroom. We're going to the Chipotle bathroom. Walked all the way on the other side of the Palo Alto. Get there. Bathroom out of order. You can't use the bathroom. Had to go all the way back to the Starbucks bathroom. And I was like, I broke my cardinal rule. Always pee at the bathroom closest to you. Always take that opportunity. Kyler, I hope that helps. I do hope that helped.
I feel like we need more information too, because I think the advice that I would give, like if you were living on campus and going to like a, like if you have like a dorm situation, that's different advice than if you're going to like a bigger school or like a commuter school. So I feel like I also need more information.
Well, from Tokyo to California, I know this is the problem, is what school is it, right? Because if it's like if it's like UCLA or if it's a Santa Cruz or something like that, you're gonna have a built-in, if it's, you know, a built-in social life. If it's Irvine, you're screwed. I don't
CSU Fullerton. Yeah, if
you're going to Fullerton, though, you're going to have a blast. I would say live in the dorms if you can, if you're going, because that at least you're around a bunch of people that you'll have some knowledge of when you see them around campus, and that'll be a little bit of a social life for the dorms right there.
I loved living in the dorms.
I hated it.
I will say that there's a level of horniness of the first year of college that you really just need to prepare yourself for. And like, I don't think you can, like, and just again, take care of yourself. Don't do anything stupid. Take care of those around you. I think that's a big thing too.
Yeah.
But there's just something about the energy of a fuck it. Our parents aren't here. We don't need to hide. We can just make out here or there. There's just people making out everywhere. And you just got to make sure that you're on the right side of that. Just be careful, treat people with respect, and just, you know, have a good time. But at the end of the day, understand that no matter how uncomfortable you feel, a lot of other people feel uncomfortable too. Just get through it. It gets less horny as time goes on.
This is true. No, the only other place that has the horniness level of freshman year of college is a theme park when you're in high school.
When you are just waiting in line for roller coasters and you have nothing else to do.
Than just to shove your tongue into somebody else's mouth.
Oh my God, Joe, you are so right. You're so right.
That is the escalation. Like, if you can handle that energy, is what college is like.
I'm gonna tell you guys a story that I never told before because I think I just unlocked it. It was so traumatizing for me. Grad night, senior year. Did you guys have these things?
Oh, we did, but I went to like a tiny baby private high school. So it's not the cool ones that I'm sure you went to.
I love that this is now just turning into what are the horniest periods that people need to be aware of and watch out for.
I'm telling you right now.
Please continue.
This is the headline of the episode. It's going to be shoes and horniness. What are the horniest times in your life? Listen, grad night. Okay. 1998. I'm 18 years old. Now we did grad night at a small place called Disneyland. That's right, Sam. Our grad night
was so jealous.
Disneyland. It was us. It was our high school and like, I think like 5 or 6 other high schools. And we just, and that shit started at like 9 at night and went till like, I swear to God, midnight or 1 in the morning. And I was like, this is so fun. They're letting us just run around Disneyland. It's me and my homies. We're all 18. We're all graduated. We're graduating soon. Nobody cares. And where the teachers are all like, we can finally tell you what we really think of you, you smug little fucker. And I was like, I know, I'm more talented than you. Don't worry about that, sir. But we go over to, what's the island in the middle of the
Tom Sawyer's
Tom Sawyer's Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you used to be able to walk through the caves there. I don't think you can anymore. And I think I think it's because of this incident in 1998. I think we fucked it up for everyone else.
I hope on some wall there's like a list of blacklisted people from Disneyland and it's Nick's face on there.
No, it wasn't me. I just remember my friends were like, because I was a dork in high school, guys. I know this is this cool person you see in front of you speaks otherwise, but I was in band and I was in theater. And yeah, we did our fair share of making out and some of the heavy petting in theater and whatnot. But I wasn't getting laid in high school. That wasn't something that was happening. But oh man, I walked through the little catacomb area of Tom Sawyer's Island, and it was so, it would just sounded smushy. We'll just put it that way. It was just a lot of smushiness. And then everyone occasionally would go, the teachers. And it was like the police were there. Everyone would scatter and you'd hear zippers popping back up and like clothes being put back on. And then someone would go, we're clear. And then just back to smushiness. And it was nasty in that place. I was like, I don't feel comfortable here. And I never want to leave.
Dude, so God, that unlocked a story in my mind where you look back at like decisions that you made, that your parents made, like just a whole bunch of different things, and get shocked sometimes. I had a very cool mom, like one of the coolest moms, potentially too cool. Like, like, you know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, we were the house that everyone always came over to. We played video games, we all hung out. But like, my mom was an equal opportunist. She's just like, I don't care. Like, y'all can stay as long as you want, sleep over for a week, Alfredo. Who gives a fuck? It's just, this is our life now. But whenever there would be like a big dance, like a prom or a homecoming or any of that shit, my mom would like let everyone just stay at my house instead of getting a hotel. Which is like very nice and very cool, very convenient, yeah. Right? Also kids. But there was this room downstairs,
the rompus room,
that was just kind of, it was just very big and very, a lot of space on the floor, and it was empty. And what we would do is bring in an obscene amount of mattresses and blankets and pillows and just anything and cover the entire floor with it. So it was essentially one giant bed.
Cuddle, and cuddle.
All of my friends, we would all just come over and we would all just do a massive sleepover in this fucking makeshift cuddle tent puddle. Thing. All right. Yeah, it was a goddamn cuddle puddle.
Cuddle puddle.
I did.
And now the thing with this is I vividly remember it being some of the bigger nights of the horn levels of right. Like the prom nights and all that stuff. And it, you know, let's say that there was eight boys all in this fucking room. And like Nick's talking about, the sounds that you hear are just embedded in my brain. And what I love about this is that to this day, we'll be in like group hangout scenarios where it's like, oh, like a high school reunion or whatever the fuck, like just hanging out with the friends. And we'll hear stories about people that hooked up that we did not know about for decades. Like, it's just like, oh my God, those sounds were you and you? Oh, what? Yeah. Like, dude, it's the fucking best.
I love it. The statute of limitations are up on some of those, so people care less and less these days.
Yeah.
Do you remember when your friends, like your first friend out of your core group of people, was like the first one to have sex?
Oh yeah,
I remember my buddy was the first one to have sex, and I was like freaked out by it. I was like, wait, you could? I'm like, I've heard people talk about it, but I didn't know. Like, it's different when it happens to someone you know. You know, that was a weird one, man. That was so weird. I want to go back to college real quick, though, because I want to talk about the different levels of horniness in college. And this is, again, to Kyler. Kyler, if you're listening to this, please tweet at Greg and say, Greg, the podcast is better off without you. By the way, Greg Miller, of course, is fighting his way through just a sea of snakes right now. Just he saw tall grass and he said, I'm going to face my fears right now. And he says, ticks. He says, I'm coming, ticks. Hey, tick. Go away, tick. That's a Alone reference for everyone. And then he waded right in and just snakes rained on him from all sides. He'll be fine. Snakes. He'll be fine. We think. We don't care. Here's what I want to tell you, Kyler, that I want you to maybe avoid. Just consider avoiding this. You're going to live in the dorms. There's going to be a lot of horniness. There's going to be a lot of, what did you call them, cuddle parties?
Cuddle puddles.
Cuddle puddle. There's going to be some cuddle puddles that are going to happen, right? There's going to be one person in that dorm that for whatever reason finds another person in that dorm, and then they date the entirety of college. I don't know why they do that. I don't understand it. It's confounding, and it makes me, if I'm being honest, it makes me just darn angry, okay? I'm darn angry about it. Don't be that person. Just obviously be respectful of people, obviously be open and honest with people. Obviously, if you want a relationship with someone, obviously say that. But just understand that your freshman year of college is the start of your adulthood. And maybe you don't want to start that off by being handcuffed to another human being for 4 years during one of the most exciting and exploratory times of your life. Because when you have that person and you go to the cuddle party, you got to sit upstairs and you got to be the person that gets the pizza, you know, and it sucks.
Joey, or you can just contribute to the sounds. You know what I mean? It's an equal opportunity.
That's cuddle, fun puddle. For a week. But then after that, you're like, I wish I could cuddle party with a different puddle or whatever the fuck.
Maybe to put it in a different context, different right, puddle. Especially for that age, it's hard to learn about yourself when you have to do it with someone else at the same time.
It's difficult. I'm not saying you can't do it.
I think you have a fundamentally different experience if you either come in an established relationship or you hop into one immediately when getting there.
Yeah. There's no rules or right answers, but there are some suggested guidelines. I'll say that.
I want to go into the back half of college, and then after college when you enter the workforce, and talk about the levels there. But before we do that, I do want to tell you a little bit about our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify, who powers all of the merch on kindoffunny.com/store. Shopify is the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere. Shopify powers millions of businesses from first sale to full scale, including Kinda Funny and Rooster Teeth. Shopify has thousands of integrations and third-party apps from on-demand printing to accounting to advanced chatbots and beyond. I love how Shopify has the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Go to shopify.com/KF games, that's all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Again, that is shopify.com/KF games. Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/KF games right now. Shopify.com/KF games. Now, Andy, take it away.
Shout out to Uplift for sponsoring this episode. I've been using my Uplift desk for well over a year now. I love the thing so much, I decided to write a rap song for them.
The build quality is real good. It's made of real high quality wood.
They didn't ask for it. I just did it anyway. Getting my Uplift desk immediately improved my mood. Whenever I'm on shows, I'm standing up, I'm feeling a lot more energetic. And also, I kind of feel like I was just maybe creating some bad habits sitting down at a desk all day. I would move my legs up, I'd sit underneath my legs on my chair, and eventually all that stuff just created really bad back pain for me. Choose from laminate, whiteboard, bamboo, solid wood, butcher block, or even custom solid wood or laminate options. Uplift Desk won New York Times Wire Cutter's Best Standing Desk from 2019 to 2022. And while I'm at it, I'm just going to give them an award as well. Best standing desk that I use in my bedroom from when they sent it to me until now. Uplift Desk have a 15-year warranty. They ship the same day you order with free shipping and free return shipping. So if you've been feeling the effects of sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day, maybe you want some more energy in your life, maybe you want to do squats in the middle of a Zoom call or something, uplift your life. Go to kindoffunny.com/uplift.
Now, I'll tell you one thing right now, guys. And obviously, I think times have changed. Or maybe they haven't. I haven't worked at a big corporation in a while. But I remember when I first started at IGN, there was a lot of cuddle parties happening there, too. People like to hook up at work, man. It's a weird...
At the office?
Well, no, I mean, people from the office are hooking up. I don't know if they're like legit hooking up at the office. I'm sure there were people.
I thought you meant like you're walking into like fucking camera closets.
No. I just remember like when you get to a job, like a corporation, it's like college, right? You're just surrounded by the same people over and over again. And inevitably, like, there's some sexy stuff that happens. It's just what happens, right? You're like,
because you have some degree of like disposable income, so you can go do things.
Exactly, right? You got the happy hours, you've got things like that. I don't know. I'm just saying when you're in that freshman year of college, just be careful. You got a whole long line, like 10 years ahead of you where you're discovering yourself and you're gonna be working, you're gonna be around a bunch of people. Just, you know, maybe don't get pinned down. Unless you want to get paid.
Gotta love it, man. Yeah, no, it's definitely a wild, wild world out there, man. Especially in like just the modern times of dating and stuff. Like I have a couple of single friends and I am just horrified, man. Like I'm so concerned for them and like their what they have to deal with out there. But hey, you know, I'm still hopeful for most people. I feel like we're about to get to a, it's been long enough of the pandemic being a thing, and like app dating's been a thing long enough, all of it compounds, that in like a year or two, everyone's going to have this nice, beautiful reset point where they're all at it together. And I think the motherfuckers are about to be hooking up left and right. Oh my God. Meanwhile, every motherfucker and their moms are getting dogs, right? It's like the pandemic mm-hmm. happens. It's mm-hmm. like, what more responsibility can I add to my life? Two fucking Pomeranians, right? But meanwhile, everyone else just be out here fucking. Yesterday, I went to a very, very nice birthday party of one Lucy James. And we're out in the park. We're all hanging out. There's just like a small little group of people, her friends and games industry people, whatever. And I'm looking around. I'm like, cool. There's some pups. There's my pups. People got pups. It all that's a baby. That's a baby. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, there's six mm-hmm. fucking babies here. What the hell? What the goddamn hell? I know we've all been cooped up at houses for a long time now, but it's like, yo, there's things to do besides banging, okay?
Well, Tim, you know, I think we should do a public service announcement right now. Mm. When you do the cuddle puddle wrong, a baby can happen. That's yes. what yeah. happens.
That is mm-hmm. a potential outcome.
So you guys mm-hmm. have to be very, very careful. Of course, my cardinal rule number one, always wear a condom. Always. That goes for anyone. That goes, mm-hmm. even if you know, it's not something that you're normally used to wearing, you just put it on right now. Go to Starbucks in it. Just get used to it. Okay. get used to the feel of it. Okay.
I also thought you were going to go the different direction of, even I was if you're trying to get pregnant, wear a condom. Okay.
Now it's going to go a totally different direction, God, but damn. My mind went, I'll tell you what right now, guys, where it was going to go was way darker than that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, everyone, especially in this day and age, you never know. Just, you know, bring it with you everywhere. And I also say this, Tim.
Bring it with you everywhere.
Bring it with you everywhere. Always have a condom on you. And also, if you can figure it out, I haven't figured out this one yet, right? Because I'm not in college, and thank God I don't have to worry about this anymore. But this is the one piece of advice I wish I could have given myself back then. And this has turned into 11 sex stuff episode, and I apologize to everyone. But this is happening right now. For the love of God, bring condoms and bring lube. I don't know how you bring it with you to a party, and there's just a danger of slipping if that thing falls out of your pocket on the dance floor. But I will say, if someone's coming back to your place, at least have the lube as an offering, you know, at least be able to offer that thing. Because I didn't realize how important that stuff was till way into my 20s. It would have made my sex problem experience exactly the same.
But it would have made
a partner. It would have been a lot better.
Slightly yeah. better
for me. For me, I would have lasted a little less, and they would have been doing it slightly more, and that's how it would have gone.
Do you think it's ever viable? Do you think it's viable for? You just made me think about this, Nick, of just like on the go, like lube packs. Do you think that's doable?
They sell them. They have the little ones.
Oh,
like
really?
Like the little yeah. packets.
Oh,
or like
yeah.
little tube things.
But they're always Jesus. Like they're always like flavored or whatever. I just think you right. gotta get the small, like straight up, yeah. like KY or gun oil or whatever the heck your brand is. You got to get it in there.
I was thinking about it in like it should a come in the packet, condom, and I was like, that can't. It would burst open, you know.
No, they look like that. They have little.
They look like
you
little
rip off
condiment
the top, and then you
packets.
Yeah,
yeah.
They look exactly like.
Oh
that.
But, yeah, Jesus! I was thinking about a different thing.
But they're like, they look like samples. And that's the thing is they need to start selling yeah. them individual packets that you take them out. Cause it's yeah. like, it's disposable like the condom, but that's what it's going to be.
Yeah. So, I feel like they do sell them, but I feel like you have to go to like a sex shop to get them. And like, you can't just get
you
them.
You do. They need, at, to, like, be, they need to be sold everywhere. Yeah. yeah. Cause the problem is like, I thought about it back in my single days. I was like, is there actually, no, I don't even think I was using it back then. But I think if I were single, like, how would you take? You'd have to take a whole little tiny bottle out, and people are like, "What's in your back pocket?" You're like, it's funny you should ask. Would anyone like some lube? I don't know. I just don't think there's a way around it. I don't know if there's a way around it. Oh man,
here we are.
We've been through it on this one.
Yeah, we have. You know, lace shoes get laced up, cuddle puddles. Like, I love that Nick learned about the cuddle puddle today. What a generational leap. Joey, I feel like things have only gotten worse. Like, I don't even want to know. What are the modern
I'm sure
versions?
We are missing out on a lot of things. And I feel like I have some degree of knowledge from TikTok, mm-hmm. but I'm sure that there are many things that I have missed out on. And yeah, I'm kind of with you. I don't know that I need to know.
I'm good. I'm super good.
All right. I'm gonna segue over to another Patreon question if you guys
Please
are
do.
Okay with that.
I would
and
that.
This actually might have been an older question, but I don't know if I ever asked it and I wanted to. Joey, okay. you'll okay. remember these because you pay attention to things. This comes from Madeline, mm-hmm. Matt Exposure, one of our Patreon regulars. If you had to get a tattoo tomorrow or pay a $10,000 fine, what would you get or would you pay the fine?
Ooh. I'm 100% getting a tattoo. I always want a tattoo.
Can you give me $10,000 to get a tattoo?
I know,
now,
right?
Now, I'm going to add a caveat onto this, Joe.
Ugh, no.
The tattoo you get has to be...
Is decided between you two?
It has to be decided between me and Greg Miller.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck that. I'm paying 10. I don't have 10 grand, but I will find 10 grand.
Because you know it's going to probably be Snowbike Mike's face that's going to get tattooed on your body.
In reality, I really don't think that you and Greg would fuck me on this. Like,
I'm sorry, Tim, you want to weigh in on that?
What reality are you
in, man?
So, I mean, I'm still going to pick to pay the fine, but I think if we sat, if like the three of us sat in a tattoo parlor and you guys had to pick something for me to get, I truly don't think that I don't think you could do it.
You don't think that I could commit to putting something heinous on your body?
See, Joey, you're right, but there's some problems with your train of thought. You need to go a couple steps stops farther on the train line here, because you're right. Nick would not fuck you. He would 100% be like, we shouldn't do this. Like, you know, we took the joke far enough. Like, we shouldn't do it. But the moment Greg tries to make it a little bit funnier, then all of a sudden Nick's going to be like, oh, no, I'm tripling down. Now we're going to put bunny ears on it. Like, it's just going to like turn into this ridiculous thing where you're going to end up getting an even worse tattoo, like, because Nick and Greg are going to get each other's minds, and it's going to end poorly for all of us, but you in particular.
My first thought is dogs playing cards. You guys know that painting? Just all the dogs playing poker. I'm like, Joey would like that just on like her calf or something cool like that, maybe on her arm. That'd be fun.
I want it like angel wings.
Just the angel wings is the dog's play.
I don't. I hate that. Like, I truly do hate that.
Now, see, this is what I'll tell you, Joe. This is what I'll tell you. I don't know why this turned into a Let's Torture Joey episode, but it is. And we're here and we parked the car.
It's been so long since we've done a Who Annoys Joey the Most episode.
It's true. We should get back there, because I feel like you and I haven't talked in a while. And I feel like I'm not holding up my end of the bargain.
You're really not. You, Kevin, didn't like that he wasn't first. He hasn't done anything to rectify that.
Well, give it time.
It's really just until we're back in the studio, and that Greg Miller already has a running start on both of you at this point with the skeletons.
Now, Joey, are you watching the live stream here? Come on, you tell me that's not going to look beautiful tattooed as big as possible on your back.
I'm so specific about the things that I want to get tattooed, and something like that is definitely not on.
The problem is that if you gave us the choice, if you said, okay, we're going to lock in right now, Nick and Greg, I trust them and they're not going to screw me over, and I'm not going to spend the $10,000 and get the tattoo, we would get you a cool tattoo. There's no possible way I would put something on you that you weren't 100% cool with, right? Real talk. But real talk also, the road to getting there would be, we'll just say, rocky at best for you. We'll just say the 2 days or 3 days leading up to it might be the most stressful 3 days of your life. We would laugh. It would be great. But I don't think you would enjoy that. You might just want to skip that and pay the $10,000 right now.
Barry, can you bring it back up? Because my pitch to Joe would be, it's the dogs playing poker, but it's all of our dogs. So it's all the kind of funny dogs.
Oh,
but,
Joey,
but one of them is just Andy. So it's Andy playing poker with all of our dogs.
But you'll never know which one is Andy. You'll never know. You're like, I think it's that one, but we're not quite sure. It just kind of looks like a Pomeranian. I miss Andy.
So funny.
I miss Andy too. So many snakes.
Andy, just so many
snakes. Oh, yeah. I guess you talked about Greg not being here, but did not mention Andy.
Yeah, I just assume that people realize that Andy is still, I think he's on vacation right now. He packed a suitcase. When he opened it up, he found the snake I put in there for him. So now he's probably battling that right now over in the RGV or wherever he's at. I'm not quite
sure.
So
now you're also sneaking into their house to hide things, not just Greg.
Man, I want to sneak into Andy's house so bad and prank him. I have another fun question. I'll just ask this one real quick.
Nick, you have an in there.
I know. I feel bad. I don't want to put you in that spot, but let's do this thing right.
As long as I'm not the one going into his room doing shit.
No, I'll do it. And that's, I'm sure that's a boundary. But wait, I want so many levels.
Neither of you want tattoos, right?
Yeah, no, I think we need to answer this question, Nick. $10,000 or you get a tattoo?
No, I'm paying the 10 grand. And I'll tell you why.
Really?
Yes, because not because I don't like tattoos, but because I'm so OCD when it comes to things,
oh my God,
that if the tattoo were just a little bit off in any way, shape, or form, I would never, I would have to like, we have to cut that part of my body off and start over again.
You know, you get it touched up, Nick. You get it touched up.
You're missing though, dude. If I had, you know how people put them here? Like, I think this is a cool place to put them. If it wasn't perfectly aligned and centered and like right on the line, and then I have to stay the exact same weight and age forever.
Yeah.
I can't, my skin can't change at all. I will just obsess about it like fucking crazy. That's why I've never gotten tattooed. Yeah,
maybe Nick shouldn't get
I had to promise that I would stop telling this story. So here I am. Yeah. I'm not going to use names, and we're going to be cool, chat. Be cool. But somebody I know, one of my friends, got a full chest tattoo that no says, life is a beautiful struggle. And beautiful to this day is spelled wrong.
Oh, that is rough. That's
It has two L's. And they'd be like, oh, they're trying to be like, it's on purpose. It's full of beautiful struggles. I'm like, no, no. And I gave him too much shit. And at some point he's like, Tim, you got to drop it. I'm like, okay.
He called pickles on that one.
very fair.
it's funny because when I see people that have really cool tattoos, like Joey, you have cool tattoos, right? I'm like, those look cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
What's the Joe tattoo list as of?
Yeah,
what are we? I only have
2022.
I have words on my foot that say "It is well with my soul," which is lyrics to a hymn, and then I have this. This one's always so hard.
That's
to
the
like
newer
show.
One, right?
Yeah, this like dot shading floral piece.
That's badass. See, I love that
it's
style.
Very fucking cool.
That's really cool.
And I have just been wanting to get more, but I just like I want like so many things that I haven't decided like which one I actually want.
Yeah, you just got to get stressed out that I'm not going to want it. Like Alyssa, where it's just like. She'll come home from another tattoo. She's like, yeah, I got another appointment in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, with it.
Like
yeah,
she's
got it.
She's essentially got a full on sleeve on her right arm. Oh, just like so her elbow is the only thing that's blank at this point.
Well, now that Greg has the Portillo tattoo, I'm
curious
to see if he's
shocked that
start
Greg
going more.
Has a tattoo. Anytime I remember it, I literally never thought I would see the day.
He also has a child.
Yeah, that's the
somehow
one that scares
not
me more
believable than a tattoo, and that's a wild statement.
It is one of those things where you think to yourself, yeah, obviously, I love this business. I love the fact that we all get to work together. I love that we're doing this, and I want this business to go on forever. But there is a very, very real possibility that on my deathbed, Greg Miller's son will be wheeze laughing over me as he takes over this business.
Oh yeah.
And it's terrifying. At what point do we hand over the keys to the kingdom to the next generation, Tim? I don't know when that happens.
2027.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome. Can it be that early?
Just in time for Mike to move to San Francisco. It's
perfect. Oh, fucking Mike.
Tim, would you get a tattoo? Oh,
I mean, so here's the thing. I'm not against it, but like, I would rather get a tattoo than spend $10,000. But if it was $1,000, I'd probably spend that. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't want a tattoo. I'm too old for it. Like, and like, not that I'm not judging other people. I'm judging me and my body and how I treat my body and how I plan to treat my body going forward. I think I'm too old for it. Like, had I whipped myself into shape at some point in my entire lifetime, I think I'd have a different mindset. But here I am. I'm like, my friends try to bully me into it all the goddamn time. And like, it's gotten
close.
A lot
of your friends have tattoos?
Yeah, at this point, I'd say most of them do, yeah.
And Gia has a bunch.
Gia has a whole bunch. She'll probably get more in the future. But yeah, I have zero tattoos now, and that's probably going to stay that way.
Yeah. I feel like once you hit 40, unless there's a really good reason to do the tattoos, you're just like, that's for the young ones. That's for the young kids. Let them skateboard. Let them do their kickflips and do all that stuff. But I will tell you this, Tim. Tattoos, if you choose the right tattoos, they do make you cooler.
Oh, they definitely do. I mean, so Barrett, can you bring up what I just said?
It's like smoking cigarettes. It's cooler.
A couple months ago, Nick and Barrett, you were both here as well. We met this girl, Ellie, at Yusuf and Belinda's house when we went over. And she's really rad. She streams and she's a really big fan of The Last of Us. So this is a Last of Us inspired tattoo.
Yeah, it has all the elements of like Ellie's tattoo.
Yeah, but it's like an original piece and it's fucking stunning. And I love the line work and I love the colors. Like I've never seen this color scheme. Stunning. And like, this is hands down really one of the coolest tattoos I've ever seen. So shout out to that.
Yeah, super cool.
Oh, we've really gone through the gamut, ladies.
That's what we do here, baby.
I'm just really enjoying this. I do want to close out with one more question from Patreon, and then we can go into the Patreon only post show, which you can access if you go over to kindoffunny.com or patreon.com/kindoffunny. This is a fun one, and this is a one, unfortunately, or fortunately, we can only do when Greg's not here. Eric Myers writes in, and he says, "Hey, since Greg has pranked everyone so many times, what would you do to get back at him? I think for one day, everyone should be replaced with doppelgangers, except for one person." I think about this a lot, Eric. I really do. As you know, I think I'm the last person to have pranked Greg, and I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop after the Nutter Butter incident of 2018. Mm. Mm. So
you're
going
to be fucked one day.
He's planning something, and he's had years to plan it, and it's going to be probably hurtful. And it's going to piss me off on a level that's like real, but it's going to be genius. And then the question is, how do I get him back? And he's just vulnerable from so many sides, you know? He's vulnerable from so many sides.
Cameron Kennedy in the chat says the one person would be Cool Greg. And the idea of doppelgangers of all of us except Cool Greg's just Cool Greg, and Greg Miller shows up, I fucking love, because we wouldn't tell Cool Greg, and no. he would just roll with it, dude. He would just be like,
yeah, dude.
If I feel like it would be a doppelganger. No, if a doppelganger came up to him and was like talking to him, like if they were trained, like here's the thing, Nathan fucking Fielder's been in my mind too long, so they're going all out. Like these people are acting like us and talking to Cool Greg, he would just roll with it. He wouldn't ask questions.
Mm. Well, you know, there was about 6 months ago, I'm about to hop on a stream with Snowbike Mike. And you know, Mike has a brother named Jackson.
Yes.
Who looks very similar to Mike.
I did not know that.
Yes. Oh. And so Mike said, "Nick, I'll be right on." And he didn't have his camera on. He had his camera on at first. He goes, "Oh, Nick, I'm having some problems with my camera or whatever. Turn the camera off." Comes back on and Jackson starts the stream. And it took me solid 50 seconds to realize something was going on. And they look, I mean, they look different enough because Jackson's like younger and like a little skinnier than he is, but it's a trip. And then oh my God, the other day, we were doing kind of funny content. Maybe we were doing one of those night streams, but they were visiting and Mike had the most brother moment ever where his younger brother was asking to borrow something. And he was like, but he just went, "Dude, whatever, man, just take the thing." And I was like, "God, that's such an older brother thing to say and do." Just that look, you know what I mean? Sam, the look, you're just like, it doesn't matter. Just do the thing. Get away from me.
Yeah, there's such a vibe with it that like it's a unique thing that like I know because of both Cool Greg and Kevin, where it's like there's just this brotherly energy that like
get away.
It's just like, hey, whatever the fuck you need, man, just do it. And it's like, I would never talk to any other human being this way. Like it's such a weird fucking thing, and it's nothing but love. You know,
right.
But it's like I find myself every once in a while, and I've been working on it. I think I've been a lot better in the last like probably like 5 years. But like, and I don't think I was ever bad, and I don't think most people are ever bad about it. It's kind of just this is how it works.
God, where were we? Oh, pranking Greg Miller.
Yeah,
I have a great idea for how I think we can get Greg.
Okay.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear it,
damn,
for a post show.
Damn, Nick, because you know that Greg won't listen to that.
He'll
listen to the normal one.
Yeah, he's a coward,
and he won't go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Just like
absolutely not.
Which you guys can right now. But hey, if you're not a Patreon member, no big deal. Please subscribe to our channel and let your friends know that we have this awesome podcast that we do every week that brings people joy. We like to bring them joy too. So please recommend us to a friend. We love you guys very, very much, and we'll see you next week.